The history of math is our intellectual foundation to understanding science. Science. Beautiful, awesome, wonderful science. It's the creative foundation to our ineffable future. Hi, I'm Gabrielle Burchak, and this is my podcast, Math, Science, History.
In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today.
Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you haven't. Maybe all you know is that there's a car company named after him. But whether or not you know who Nikola Tesla is, you are guaranteed to know his inventions. We can thank Tesla for everything. Remote control, fluorescent lights, x-rays, and alternating current. The system that electrified the world, which we still use today. There is a really fantastic long-form podcast that I'd like to tell you about. Tesla, the Life and Times podcast. It is a deep dive into the real-life work and personality of this forgotten genius, as well as the times that made him. So you can join Stephen Kotowich each month for a look at the real life and times of Nikola Tesla. You can subscribe to Tesla, The Life and Times, wherever you get your podcasts, or you can find the episodes at teslapodcast.com. The holidays are here, and it's time for the annual Math Science History Holiday Puzzle. This year, you can win a $25 Amazon gift card, because if you are like me, you probably lost at 2020 bingo. For links and references to the puzzle, as well as a transcript of this podcast, please visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. So, here we go. Imagine that it is 200 years in the future and things are much different. They are so different that everybody is wiser and smarter and the planet is healing. So, the year is 2220. We have advanced so much with technology that we now have a Tesla time machine owned by the United Nations to transport anyone to any place in any time. For this puzzle, the UN has gathered four brilliant scientists. The UN chose these four scientists because they come from families in history who have earned numerous scientific awards over the last 500 years. The first scientist that the UN requests before the 2220 United Nations Time Travel Division is Sophie Joliot-Curie. If the name does not sound familiar, I will remind you. Her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were Pierre and Marie Curie. They were the power couple who, along with Henri Becquerel, won the 1903 Nobel Prize in Physics. After Pierre's unfortunate death in 1911, Marie went on to win the 1911 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her discoveries of polonium and radium. The second scientist the UN requests is Anna Marie Moser. Moser's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were Maybrit and Edward Moser. Maybrit and Edward Moser are, or should I say were for the sake of the story in 2220, scientists in the 21st century who won the 2014 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine and the 2011 Louise Janté Prize for Medicine. As husband and wife, they, along with John O'Keefe, discovered the brain's internal workings that help us understand orientation in space. In other words, they found the part of the brain that tells us what is up and what is down, how to maneuver to a location, and remembering the directions for getting from one place to another. The third scientist that the UN calls upon is Louise Karl. She is a ninth generation descendant of Isabella Lugosky and Jerome Karl. Together, Isabella and Jerome created a direct method for determining molecular structures. Their work was groundbreaking, and it has been used to develop new compounds for medicine and industrial development. In 1985, Jerome won the Nobel Prize for work that he and Isabella did to create a direct method to analyze diffraction data. Jerome was not happy about the win. He felt as though the Nobel Committee should have nominated and awarded his wife with the Nobel Prize as well. In her own right, Isabella won several awards because she had developed the technique to extract plutonium chloride from a mixture containing plutonium oxide. This work garnered her the Garavan Olin Medal, the Grigory Aminoff Prize, the Bauer Award, the National Medal of Science, and the Navy Distinguished Civilian Service Award, which is the Navy's highest form of recognition to civilian employees. Finally, the fourth scientist called before the 2220 UN Time Travel Division is Jane Marcet. In 2220, Jane is a 14th generation descendant of Jane and Alexander Marcet, who married in 1799. In 1805, Jane Marcet wrote her first book called Conversations on Natural Philosophy. It was an expository book on chemistry, botany, religion, economics, and philosophy. After that, Jane wrote 17 more books, of which 7 covered topics in science. Alexander was a physician, honorary professor, and author. The UN Time Travel Division informs these 4 brilliant scientists that they have been selected for a vital mission. They are to go back to 2019 and eradicate the year 2020. Temporal scientists in 2220 had found a way to avoid any complications with the temporal prime directive if they canceled the year 2020. Thus, history would not be altered if 2020 were removed from the timeline. On the contrary, through running over 20 billion scenarios, temporal scientists discovered that the year 2220 would be even more prosperous and peaceful for humans and the planet. Hey, it's science fiction and it's for the sake of the puzzle, so please just go with me on this one. Finally, the puzzle begins. The United Nations Time Travel Division sends Marcet, Moser, Joliot-Curie, and Carl to a Tesla car dealership in 2019. Of course, they have to explain to the scientists what a car dealership is, but then they explain that they will send them to a Tesla car dealership in 2019 located in a state capital. They do not know which state capital, they only know that it is a state capital. There, at the dealership, they will find what looks like a prototype of a self-driving SpaceX hover car in the display area. And though it looks like a prototype, it is fully operational. They are to steal this hover car. It is pre-programmed to drive them linearly to Niagara Falls. There, at Niagara Falls, they will find Nikola Tesla's secret time annihilator hidden in a deep bunker at the Adams Power Plant Transformer House. The instructions for operating the time annihilator will be in a file cabinet labeled Instructions for the Time Annihilator. It's that easy. Then the 4 scientists step into their time-traveling pods and are sent to the year 2019. However, there's a glitch. Though they arrive at a Tesla car dealership, they arrive in different cities across the United States, each of which is a state capital. They break into their respective Tesla dealerships, steal the SpaceX hover cars, and begin traveling to Niagara Falls. However, since the SpaceX hover cars are 2019 designs, they do not operate at full capacity, which means that the hover cars will not drive them the shortest distance from their originating point to Niagara Falls. Thus, these 4 brilliant women are in for an adventure. Moser leaves her city with her hover car driving her 400 kilometers per hour for 2 hours and 30 minutes, heading east out of the city. Her car then goes south for an hour, traveling at 300 kilometers per hour. Then it turns east and travels 200 kilometers per hour for 5 hours. Then it travels north at 150 kilometers per hour for 2 hours. Her car then turns east and travels 335 kilometers per hour for 2 hours. Finally, at 140 kilometers per hour, her car travels north for 2 hours and 30 minutes. She then arrives at Niagara Falls. Marcette leaves her city heading north with her hover car driving at 110 kilometers per hour for 3 hours. It then turns east and leisurely travels at 75 kilometers per hour for 8 hours and 20 minutes. She arrives at Niagara Falls. Joliot Curie's hover car drives her out of her city heading north at 120 kilometers per hour for 5 hours. Her car then turns east and travels at 400 kilometers per hour for 2 hours and 30 minutes. Her car turns north again and travels at 480 kilometers per hour for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Turning east, it then travels at 150 kilometers per hour for 4 hours. Finally, close to Niagara Falls, Curie's car drives her north at 200 kilometers per hour for 1 hour, where she arrives at Niagara Falls. Carl's car drives her out of her city, heading south, driving at 240 kilometers per hour for 2 hours and 30 minutes. Her hover car turns east and travels at 400 kilometers per hour for 2 hours. Her hover car then turns south again, driving at 320 kilometers per hour for 2 hours and 30 minutes. Her car then travels east at 400 kilometers per hour for 6 hours and 15 minutes. It then turns north and she travels at 250 kilometers per hour for 3 hours and 12 minutes. Yes, 12 minutes. Her car then travels east at 400 kilometers per hour for 1 hour and 24 minutes. Finally, close to her destination, her car turns north and travels at 200 kilometers per hour for 1 hour. She also arrives at Niagara Falls. The scientists then enter the power plant and make their way to the bunker under the power plant. Lo and behold is Tesla's secret time annihilator. Conveniently, the instructions are still in the file cabinet labeled Instructions for Tesla's Secret Time Annihilator. Carefully following the directions, Moser, Marcette, Joliot Curie, and Carl obliterate the year 2020. Upon deleting the year 2020, they are immediately transported back to 2220, and all is right with the world and the universe. So, how many linear kilometers did each scientist travel from their original destinations to Niagara Falls? In other words, what was the total distance each hover car traveled to get to Niagara Falls? Also, what state capital did each scientist travel from? I created this puzzle using the measure distance function in Google Maps, and it's really handy. So what you do is you set your origination point on the map, and then you right-click and scroll down to measure distance. You will then see a white and black dot from your originating location. From there, you click on the next point on the map to trace the path to the next destination. You can keep tracing out the path to figure out where each scientist started. Google Maps will show the miles and kilometers in total, so you will have to keep track of the kilometers from point to point. And here's a hint, the hover car never hovers over the oceans. Also, remember this, the puzzle is in kilometers. Since this is not an exact puzzle and we are approximating it, I chose the capital of the states for origination points. That way, if you find yourself close to your destination and you are in the right state, the answer is the capital of that state. Once you determine where each scientist came from, write down the first letter of each city's name. If the capital has two or three names, write down the first letters of each name. For example, Baton Rouge, the capital of Louisiana, would be noted as BR. Once you have all the letters of each of the four state capitals, you have an anagram. So, rearrange the letters so that you have a name for something that represents a life we would all have if we were not in a pandemic. So, to recap, you will need to answer 1. How many kilometers did each scientist travel from her original destination to Niagara Falls? 2. What state capital did Moser, Marcette, Joliot Curie, and Carl originate from? And 3, what is the answer to the anagram? Once you solve the puzzle, send me an email. The first person to send the correct answer to Gabrielle@mathsciencehistory.com will win a $25 Amazon gift card. Please submit your answer along with an email where I can send you your e-gift card. And please put Math Science History Holiday Puzzle in the header so that I can see it. Also, if you are in another country, let me know so that I can send a gift card that is site and currency specific for your location. Finally, thank you so much for playing along, and thank you so much for following me during the year 2020. I will be taking 3 weeks off to enjoy the holiday season, and until 2021, carpe diem. I'm Gabrielle Burchak. This podcast has been brought to you by Caffeine, delicious, wonderful, nectar of the gods caffeine. Coffee, tea, coffee candy, you name it, I love it. Thank you for listening to Math Science History. If you like what you are listening to, please remember to subscribe and leave a review. I would really appreciate that. If you are interested in reading more about the history of math and science, please come visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. And while you are there, if you like what you're listening to, please feel free to click on that coffee button and buy me a cup of coffee. Carpe diem!